You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What's on your mind?
Turned on the old social media this morning, Dom, to start doing stuff on the Dom and Jeremy Facebook page. And I'm going through the, you know, the news feed there on the side. And it is meme after meme after meme still of Bernie Sanders and his ding-dang mittens. And I just want to let everyone know, it's not funny anymore. We've reached burnout on Bernie. So please stop.
I started to say some stuff last Thursday or Friday that I thought it was already old then.
Yeah.
Now it's another 4 days later, and it's still like every other post.
It's not funny anymore.
There's something about the, I guess it's like a rolling wave through the country when you have 330 million people, that some people are early adopters of humor and memes.
Yeah.
And then gradually that wave crosses through all, because some people stay off social media. You know, they only log on maybe once a week.
I understand a few people are late to the party on this, but by now, I mean, really late. I'm starting to see businesses now, you know, post with like Bernie sitting out in front of their business. Yeah. And I'm just like, no, it makes me not want to go to your business.
Yeah. On Friday, I had even written a post that was kind of snarky and funny that was essentially saying, okay, its humor shelf life is over. But then I didn't post it. I just deleted and went on. I thought, you know what? I'm just going to come across as cranky. So just let people have their fun. But I'm just like you. I think that the humor train left the station.
It's long gone.
At least 3 days ago.
It's far on down the tracks now. We have moved on from this.
But, you know.
But it is the people that just like to continue the joke, too. It's the same people that post on March 14th for Pi Day. It's the same people that post the Justin Timberlake, it's going to be May every year.
It's May the 4th be with you.
May the 4th. It's the same guy who comes up to you in the office on December 31st and goes, I'll see you next year. You know, that guy is now still posting Bernie memes. And please stop it. Just delete your account. Delete it.
Look, I want you to do something for me. I want you to turn about 90 degrees to your right. Do it. Turn 90 degrees to your right.
All right.
There you go. Now, do you see that wall?
Yes. Ah, there it is.
Talk
wall. Please stop with the Bernie posts. Wall.
You know, funny. People are still going to have their fun. What I can say is that some people at least have gone a little above and beyond with the work that they've done photoshopping.
Sure.
And some of them are way more creative than just dropping them into a scene.
Mm-hmm.
There's like people who are lifting off the top half of them and putting them on a different.
I saw one.
Some of them are really clever.
He was wrestling a bull in one of them today. Like they completely removed the chair and he was like grabbing a bull by the horns.
I saw that one.
There was a news story just this morning. Some dude went out and got it tattooed on his leg. That's how much he was into this. So now Bernie's going to be living in infamy for the rest of this guy's life on his leg.
Has anybody heard an interview with him? Bernie, to find out what he has to say about all this?
I have not. I have not at all. And I keep wondering if he's getting a cut of any of this. You know, if anybody's making money off of his image.
No, he wouldn't get anything for that.
Probably not. I don't, I'd be a little ticked, though, that if all these businesses were using my image, my likeness, and I wasn't getting anything. I'd be a little annoyed.
You know what? By the time he started any kind of legal proceedings, it would take years and, you know.
Well,
I don't know.
Okay. Oh.